Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. Friday of week one of Advent. This is our sixth daily devotional from John Pavlovitz's Honest Advent devotional called Lo. Well, we had a wonderful little group for Advent Cafe yesterday at Roselands. Hope you can put that on your calendar going forward through Lent. Thursday at noon, every Thursday at noon, we're at Roselands. Every Monday at noon, we'll meet downstairs at church. Amen. Bring your own when you come to church. You can get anything you want at Roselands. Now on to today. It's Friday. And our devotion today is called Eyes on the Road. Eyes on the Road. Scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew 7, 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Here's our devotion for today. Growing up in Syracuse, New York, I heard the phrase lake effect snow at a very early age. The condition develops when air moves across large expanses of water, like the Great Lakes. It picks up moisture from lower, warmer layers of air and moves it into the colder air above, freezing it and swiftly depositing it on land in large quantities of frozen precipitation. But I never knew this when I was younger, and I really didn't care for the meteorological explanation. I just knew that it often snowed a lot. I have countless memories of driving in sudden and complete whiteouts on rapidly disappearing roads that only a few moments earlier had been clear and unobstructed. It took every bit of attention to keep from sliding off the pavement and into the encroaching drifts beside us. You'd often arrive at your destination with your fingers cramped from white-knuckling the wheel the whole way, and perhaps a bit out of breath. But most of the time, you made it safely. Turns out that when you're the invested in a task, you tend to do pretty well. Many years ago, as a young youth leader, I was talking with my pastor about the future, one I was overly worried about. And he said, "John, do you know why a bluebird finds worms? Because that's what it looks for." He told me that much of what we discover in this life is about the questions we ask, the things we give attention to, and the way we invest our time. He reassured me that the more aware I was of the orientation of my life at any given moment, and the more intentional I was along the way, the more I could rest in knowing I'd eventually end up where I need to be. It's a truth I've held on to ever since. The spiritual journey isn't always one of seeing in real time, but about paying attention in the present and the eventual arrival. This helps me when the road gets obscured and the way forward is difficult to spot. Today, you may be unsure of the road ahead, maybe feeling fruitless in your efforts or hopeless in the moment. Keep going. Rest in the knowledge that even in the squalls and whiteouts and places where the path seems unclear, you'll end up where you need to be. Today for reflection, given our devotional today, I'm going to do something a little different, not going to take it from the reflection guide, but this devotion reminds me so much of what Jesus asks those disciples who run over the ridge to follow him for the first time ever. And he turns around to them, and the first thing Jesus says is, "What are you seeking? What are you investing your time in? What are you looking for? What do you really want? What are you seeking?" And our scripture says, "Seek, and you will find." Have a blessed Friday. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, Saturday. And then Sunday, we actually have worship, 10 o'clock. Watch us on Facebook or YouTube or attend in person. It's a wonderful spiritual experience. Amen. God bless to all, and we'll talk at you tomorrow.